I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Caution, Sean, Rich, and Ted are about to mock people and the dumb stuff they've done. But they'll do it with all due respect.
With all due respect. And remember, I'm saying with all respect.
The Triple Threat is on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Respect, stupid people doing stupid things as we emanate live from Humperdinck's up in Arlington at the Devil's River Whiskey Broadcast Desk. Thank you to Bayway Chevrolet for sending us up here. I'll go first. We'll change things up a little bit. I have a couple quick hit baseball stories since it's opening day.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys happened to see what happened. You know, there are teams that are playing some games in their home ballparks. The Astros were one of them, Monday and Tuesday, just to kind of wind into the season.
Yeah, right.
The Astros played the Brewers for a couple of games on Monday and Tuesday. The Dodgers were one of those teams as well, playing exhibition games towards the end of spring training at Dodger Stadium. And I think if you're playing in a stadium, you'd like to know that not only is your team ready for the regular season, but you'd like to know that your stadium is ready for the regular season. And spring training came to an abrupt end on Tuesday night for the Dodgers. The Angels and the Dodgers were playing an exhibition finale at Dodger Stadium. Did you guys see this story?
I did. I know where you're going. It's a good one. It's a good one.
More appropriately, did you smell this story?
Thankfully, no.
Yeah. The game between the Angels and Dodgers was cut short because of a foul-smelling leak that spilled sewage onto the field in the fifth inning. And this is not just some little pipe leak where there was a drip down the wall and it started to kind of creep out. This was a gusher.
This is the kind of thing that's been going on in Oakland for years.
This was a gully washer of feces and pee and just horribleness.
It was sewage.
The game was called after a 32-minute delay with two outs in the bottom of the fifth.
Yep.
On Wednesday, the Dodgers issued a statement saying the issues with the drainage system causing the flooding caused the flooding and that repairs had been made.
So, oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, they repaired things. The team is confident, the statement concluded, that there will be no further issues. The leak left a brown mess pooling near the Dodgers dugout in foul territory as the grounds crew spread a drying agent and worked to clean it up.
It was disgusting.
The mere picture of the grounds crew cleaning it up makes me want to throw
walking in it. Those guys walking in it.
It's absolutely terrible.
The LA Times story I read on this said that it leaked into the coach's locker room and the video room as well. No. Not just the dugout area.
And I guess what I'd be watching video on for the rest. No, I'm not even talking just for like the next week. The rest of the season, I'm sitting in the dugout on an iPad. I'm not sitting in that video.
That stadium is 50 plus years old.
You ever seen a game there?
Once.
Yeah, me too.
Dodger dogs are overrated.
Agreed.
Totally overrated.
Agreed. Fun experience. You know, it's kind of stadium's kind of built into a mountain.
It's
there.
Beautiful setting.
It is. It is. And it's very traditional. It's the Dodgers. It's pretty cool. But yeah, it might be time to Dodger Stadium. And maybe they have, but they didn't address the plumbing.
They get the highest payroll.
Do what they did at Fenway Park,
yeah,
which was give Fenway a facelift. You know, put seats on the Green Monster, make the bathrooms a little bigger.
Fenway's nice. It's nice enough. It's good. It's got charm. I mean, I've always kind of thought they were. There's no way they could ever completely build a new stadium there.
No, not without knocking it down.
Not without knocking it down and starting
over. Yankee Stadium, they just built it basically down the street from where the old one was.
Very disappointing.
Yeah.
The new Yankee Stadium is a big disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, but
how do you miss that bad?
It wasn't next level good. Like, it's nice, but it's
nice.
Not next level good.
It's actually reminiscent of one of those 1970s concrete and steel bowls.
It is.
There's no real charm or character to it. I mean, there's a lot of, obviously, you know, notations of all the great history and all that, but they missed the boat. You know, Camden Yards started this thing in Baltimore in the early 90s.
Yeah, retro.
Retro.
Yeah.
You got to build a retro park. You can't build a concrete and steel bowl. Yeah. I'm done. That's
there's,
all.
There's a lot of homage, paying homage to the Yankees' history in that stadium.
Yeah.
But the experience sitting in your seat is...
not that great.
It's not that great.
No.
It's not that great.
I agree.
And it's kind of expensive. And it's a good segue into my other MLB story.
Is this the beer story?
Yes.
Which yeah, is, this is a funny story.
Major League Baseball gets their panties in the wad over the weirdest things.
I'm shocked.
I am too, by this.
Yeah, I'm surprised MLB. Let me tell the story
yeah, yeah.
so
go
we
ahead,
can react to it. MLB warned the New York Yankees on Tuesday that it planned to display images of Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and other players imprinted in beer. I'll explain in a second. I know
in
that sounds
head,
weird.
In the white,
in
foamy
the foam,
head of
yeah.
the beer.
That it would violate league policy. This according to a story on Newsday. They had a media tasting event at Yankee Stadium on Monday, and it showcased some of the new food and drink items. They do that at Minute Maid Park every year because they add new things to the menu.
Right.
This ballpark, I will say this, the experience at eating at most parks nowadays is light years ahead of when we were kids,
you
where it was just
right.
popcorn, hot dog, pretzel, beer, soda.
Yep.
That's it. They really go above and beyond. At Yankee Stadium, they have that bacon on a stick.
They do.
It's really good. The biggest innovation for the Yankees this year was technology that can imprint player likenesses into beer and coffee foam. The Yankees concession team showed images of Judge, Stanton, Gary Sanchez, Aroldis Chapman, as well as a Yankee logo floating in the cup, the head of a cup of beer.
The device that does this is called Beer Ripples.
Okay. And they show pictures of it. I'm not going to lie, it's pretty cool.
It's very
it
cool.
It is really cool.
it's cool. But MarketWatch reported the images of those players had already been loaded into the machines at the park and would be available starting today on opening day or whenever the Yankees open at home. The Yankees said Tuesday there was no current plan to sell the player personalized beers at the stadium.
As a matter of fact, Sean, the Yankees and MLB both said neither had any idea this was in the works. The Yankees didn't even know about this.
Oh, who did it? Their marketing team?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
It makes me think, like, you know, for any special occasions, we should have beer machines that put – we should have a 610 party where the beer machine is putting all of our faces in the foams of the beer.
MLB said Tuesday, we were unaware. We spoke to the club. The club wasn't aware either.
So
it's actually pretty amazing to me that they look as good as they do. I mean, it's like, yeah, you can see the guy's face.
Make a point and go find it. There's pictures on Twitter
That's
to go
cool.
see it. But, yeah, all due respect, I think this technology needs to be added.
Well, give me
something at Yankee Stadium, Rich. I'm getting nothing here.
The rule that's being broken is the part that I am flabbergasted. I can't believe this is the case. Major League Baseball does not permit active players to be involved in the advertising or promotion
of alcohol-related
products.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What year are we living in?
Yeah, that's absurd.
In 2018, Aaron Judge can't get an endorsement deal with Anheuser-Busch? Are you kidding me?
I didn't realize that was the case, yeah. That is a
shock. I didn't either. I'm stunned. I really am. I can't believe that's the case.
Jose Altuve has his first RBI of the year.
Boy.
Sacrifice fly. My guess is bases loaded, nobody out. Jose Altuve was not looking for a sacrifice fly. that feels like a loss.
But Jay, you a run batted in though?
RBI. He gets an RBI for
yeah,
it. Yeah,
yeah,
so. It doesn't count as an at bat.
So it's what's on pace for then?
He's on pace for 162 RBIs right now.
There you go, pace guy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. My story comes out of Dallas.
Oh,
Dallas,
down the street.
Texas. This is a nightmare scenario for some guys. Wow, the mugshot of her. This is
your
attractive
story?
Blonde. Yeah, she.
Dallas has some attractive ladies.
Oh my gosh! The authorities say that an intoxicated Dallas woman on her first date with a prominent Houston trial lawyer, do we guess, caused at least three.
We have a prominent one coming on at 5:20 today, but I don't think he's part of the story.
$300,000 in damage to his art collection, including two Andy Warhol paintings. Lindley Lehman was arrested Saturday on criminal mischief charges after her date with Anthony Busby. You guys ever heard of him?
Oh, that's
Have you heard of him?
That's the lawyer from Texas A&M, the one that went in on Sumlin.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
that's right.
Right.
By the way, can I just tell you, the gala that I was at on Friday, the Houston Children's Charity gala,
yeah.
BMW donated like one of the few, I forget the model BMW it was, but they donated like this very rare BMW to auction off. Anthony Busby bought the BMW. at the, like for like $210,000.
Wow! All right, so this will make this story even interesting. Now we have some context to who this lawyer is. Lindy was out on a date with Anthony Busby.
When?
What does it say?
Because he had a date at the gala.
Yeah. Oh, this was back a couple months.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah. She got charged with mischief and told the Houston Chronicle. Oh, prosecutors say that Busby, the lawyer, told investigators that the 29-year-old Lehman, her last name is Lehman, got too intoxicated on her date. So he called her an Uber after they returned to his home. She allegedly refused to leave and hid inside the home. And Busby says when he found her and called a second Uber that she got aggressive. Authorities say that she tore down several paintings, poured red wine on some, as well as threw two $20,000 sculptures. The damaged Warhol paintings were each valued at $500,000.
Oh, or 2.5 BMWs, if that helps you.
If criminal mischief results in damage of more than $300,000, it's considered a first-degree felony, which is punishable by up to
death.
Life in prison.
Wow. We may see her on our drive home Saturday.
It's not the
I'll wave as I'm going through Huntsville.
Picking up garbage.
It's not the first time I've had guests at a party of mine over-imbibed, Busby told Texas lawyer via the Eagle. Most leave when you ask them. She did it. With all due respect.
Can we come to the next party?
Yeah, how do I get invited to one of the new parties?
Does it make me a bad person to wonder what he might have said or done to make her do this?
Yeah, you were like, that's being left out of this. Like, yeah,
well,
really?
Go
just
look,
other than that she was intoxicated.
Go Google.
And she was mad that he was kicking her out.
Yeah, go Google his name and put in Sumlin. And he's the one that after the UCLA comeback early this season. Remember when the Aggies gave up like a 34-point lead?
Collapse.
Right.
Yeah.
Like with like 8 minutes to go, they were up by like four touchdowns. And the next day, the next day, Tony Busby was like all like 45-degree angle on Kevin Sumlin to he's got to go.
Yeah.
You know, he got to fire him.
Right. I do remember that.
He's a very, very influential Aggie.
What do you got, Richard?
I don't know, Ted. I'm trying to think of what I make of that picture.
Yeah, it's she's a little. I can't.
She's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Yes.
She has
potential.
That's for
sure. I wouldn't expect a multi-million dollar lawyer to be hanging out.
The word unhinged comes to mind.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Blind Date?
Yeah.
With Kim Basinger.
Yeah, back in the day.
Kind of looks a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Looking
at Bruce Willis joint.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
What do you got, Rich?
Story from Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Were you at McDonald's?
No, I didn't go to McDonald's while I was there.
Well, this one is in southern Eugene at a McDonald's restaurant where apparently earlier this month, Jedediah Ezekiel Fulton, three names.
Biblical names, too.
37 years old, pulled into the drive-thru. And ordered 30 double cheeseburgers. When told the cheeseburgers would not be forthcoming, Fulton became upset and caused a disturbance, destroyed a banner, and then attempted to destroy the Golden Arches.
Why wouldn't they serve him?
That's not in the story.
Okay. I mean, it seems like if the guy wants...
Right.
Did they not want his business?
After a McDonald's worker confronted Fulton, he grabbed the collar on the employee's shirt. This guy was going off. Yeah. A witness who feared for the worker's life then, according to the police report, quote-unquote, displayed a firearm, which apparently brought order to the proceedings.
Oh, like they just opened up their little McDonald's coat, and inside there was a gun?
Fulton was arrested when the cops arrived.
By
at
the
Mickey
way,
D's.
Rich, real quick.
Yeah.
Good to know that dude on the fry machine is strapped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the dude who works the milkshake machine is packing heat. That's
but
good to hear.
That shouldn't be too surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Continue.
Police arrived. He was arrested. He was charged with disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, harassment, and criminal trespass. The police report does not indicate why Fulton's cheeseburger order was rejected.
Yeah.
With all due respect, Mickey D's, If someone wants 30 double cheeseburgers, give the man his double cheeseburger.
That's the mother load right
there.
The
only thing, though, right there, it's like somebody coming into the rib ticker and ordering 30 racks of ribs.
Oh, you wouldn't sell it to them?
You know, no one else would be able to eat. That would kind of clean us out. I mean, it's one of those things, like an order like that should be called in a day. You know, like you should give them some heads up so they can prepare for
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
I don't know. Walk in and go 30 double cheeseburgers.
I feel like McDonald's should be able to crank out 30 double cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, on the other side, look, if you're not getting your 30 double cheeseburgers, don't go trying to destroy the Golden Arches.
Yeah, no, that was not a
proportional. That's not American.
That was not a proportional response. he was out of – Jedediah Ezekiel was out of hand. There's no question.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.